Hey, let's talk about Janet. Janet Collier, Collier. Today is the 30th, and she was born 8/12/60. This is a 62-year-old woman who appears much younger than stated age, comes in today because of desiring to lose. Somewhere around 12 pounds, period. In your paragraph, patient would like to be on the phentermine, Topamax, naltrexone combination, which are local pharmacy compounds. She's had great response with that in the past. With regular phentermine, she's had a lot of tachycardia and other symptoms, but not with this combination that's made via compounding, period. The paragraph, patient also has a high cholesterol, which she's working on. Patient needs evaluation of her fatty liver because she was told that one time she has a fatty liver. She feels tired from time to time. Her TSH and her hemoglobin A1C are within normal limits. Her liver function test is negative. She does get swelling in her legs from time to time. She doesn't know why. She is taking hormones from her OB-GYN doctor. These are pellets that they put in her once every 3 months or so, that they do an implant once every 3 months or so. Also has had family history of stroke, and she's concerned about her carotid artery, and has been a runner, would like to get back into running, but she's afraid because whenever she tries to run, she gets palpitations, period. The paragraph, Janet is married, social. She is on bioidentical hormones, so she doesn't have periods anymore. She's been married 37 years, has 4 children. Surgery, no surgery, just breast augmentation. Patient has not had a hysterectomy, as it's been marked. Medical problems, obesity, migraine headaches, and symptoms, as was discussed above. Review of system, as above. COVID immunizations up to date. Family history, no colon cancer, no breast cancer, but history of strokes noted in the family. Maintenance exam, mammogram is done by the OB-GYN doctor who prescribes her bioidentical hormone pellets. Colonoscopy not done, but she did have a Cologuard a couple years ago that was negative. Medication, bioidentical hormones, medication for migraine headaches, and the combination pills known as Skinny, S-K-I-N-N-Y, pill, P-I-L-L in quotation, for weight loss. Patient weighs 212 pounds, 95%, 98.9, 16, 96, 143 over 77. Heart positive, soul positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck short, JVD skin shows the rash from mucosal tank lesion. As far as weight loss is concerned, patient knows our policy regarding weight loss. She has to meet her goal, and then at that time we'll reevaluate. Number two, meds refilled. Combination of phentermine, topamine, naltrexone, called Skinny Pill, times 30 tablets. Number three, increased cholesterol. We'll recheck after she's lost the desired weight. Number four, fatty liver. Patient does have fatty liver on her abdominal ultrasound. Next number, because of her palpitation issues, she had an echocardiogram done, which was within normal limits. Next number, because of off and on swelling. We look at her leg, make sure there's no DVT or PVD present. None was found because of right shoulder pain, most likely related to working with children at school. She had her vascular looked at in her upper extremity, which was also within normal limits via Doppler, period. In the paragraph, patient's thyroid is within normal limits on the ultrasound with no evidence of nodularity or other abnormality. Next number, lose weight regarding the fatty liver, as we discussed. Next number, soft tissue in the neck looks within normal limits. Next number, pedal edema, most likely related to her hormones and the timing of her hormones. Next number, because of family history of stroke, we looked at her carotid, no stenosis or hemodynamically unstable lesion were noted. No significant stenosis or hemodynamically unstable lesions were noted. Next number, her gallbladder is within normal limits. Next number, her spleen and her kidneys are also within normal limits. Next number, patient come back next month. Thank you.